He'd also been greatly helped by the late Dr. William D. Silkworth, a New York specialist in alcoholism, who is now counted no less than a medical saint by AA members, and whose story of the early days of our society appears in the next pages. Now, from this doctor, the broker had learned the grave nature of alcoholism.
In the summer of 1933, Bill was placed in a town's hospital in New York City to be withdrawn from alcohol by a little doctor called Dr. Silkworth. And when Bill's mind cleared enough that he could hear and understand things, Dr. Silkworth sat down with Bill and explained to him his ideas about this thing called alcoholism. He said, "Bill, I do not believe people like you suffer from alcoholism because they lack willpower." He said, "I don't think willpower's got anything to do with it." He said, "I don't believe moral character has anything to do with alcoholism." And he said, "I don't believe sin has anything to do with it either." He said, "I really believe that people like you are suffering from an illness." And he said, "It's a very peculiar illness. It seems to be a twofold illness, an illness of the body as well as an illness of the mind." And he said, "I believe that when people like you put any alcohol whatsoever into their body, that it produces an actual physical craving that makes it virtually impossible for you to stop drinking after you have once started." He said, "This doesn't happen to normal people. It only happens to about one person out of ten who drinks alcohol." And he said, "Because of that physical craving that's developed in the body after you take a drink, you'll never be able to safely drink again. Because that craving will be so strong each time you take that drink that you'll be unable to stop until you end up drunk and sick and in all kinds of trouble." And he said, "You can no longer safely drink because of the body." And he said, "I also believe that people like you have developed what we call an obsession of the mind." And he said, "An obsession of the mind is an idea that overcomes all ideas to the contrary.